And now to a young voice poised to speak to the nation. The poet who will present a new work at the inauguration this week is quite accomplished, yet only 22. She sounds many of Martin Luther King's themes and follows in the footsteps of poets including Robert Frost, Maya Angelou, Elizabeth Alexander, and Richard Blanco. Jeffrey Brown talked to Amanda Gorman as part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
While we might feel small, separate, and all alone, our people have never been more closely tethered, because the question isn't if we can weather this unknown, but how we will weather this unknown together.
In her poetry, Amanda Gorman explores topics such as race and marginalization, and often American history, as in a reading at the Library of Congress.
There's a poem in this place, a poem in America, a poet in every American who rewrites this nation, who tells a story worthy of being told on this minnow of an earth.
She was named the nation's first youth poet laureate at age 19. Now she's part of history on a monumental stage. How did she feel when the invitation came?
A lot of screaming. A lot of dancing around my apartment, but after that, I mean, it's such a huge honor to be able to participate in such a historic moment.
She spoke to us Friday from her Los Angeles home, where she continues to work on her inaugural poem titled The Hill We Climb. I asked what she most wanted to convey in these divisive times.
I began writing the poem in early January, I want to say, and then as I was around halfway through, we had the insurrection at the Capitol. And I don't want to say that my poem took a drastic left turn, because it was already going towards a location, but those events just solidified for me how important it was to have a poem about unity and, you know, the new chapter of America in this inauguration.
Who are you reading to? Who are you speaking to?
That's kind of the challenging thing about writing an inaugural poem. It's, you're speaking to everyone, but you don't also want to speak for everyone. So for me, it's trying to make a poem that is both robust, but also accessible to anyone who might be watching, that they can feel that they are represented and well-established in this poem. So it's a really difficult dance to do.
Gorman grew up in L.A., raised by her mother, a teacher, and with two siblings, including a twin sister. She had a speech impediment as a child and not only overcame it to perform as a poet, but at 16 started her own youth literacy program, One Pen, One Page, to help and encourage others.
One of the most rewarding moments of my career is when I'm speaking to a child who tells me they have, you know, the same speech impediment that I had to overcome, and that they're going to keep writing or sharing their voice after hearing my story. So it's a huge aspect of who I am. Writing wasn't just a form of expression, it was a form of pathology. By, you know, embarking on spoken word over and over and over again and reciting my poems, no matter how terrified I was, because I had the support of others, I was able kind of to slowly climb my way to the place I am at today.
It's something, it turns out, you share with the president-elect, with Joe Biden.
It's also something I not only share with the president-elect, but with a previous inaugural poet, Maya Angelou, who also, you know, was mute growing up. So there's a lot of historicity in overcoming that.
What is the power of poetry for you?
Ooh, the power of poetry is everything for me. Poetry is, it's an art form, but to me it's also a weapon, it's also an instrument. It's the ability to make ideas that have been known, felt, and said. And that's a real, I think, type of duty for the poet. One of my favorite writers, Audre Lorde, has said there's no new ideas, just new ways of making them felt. And that's what I try to do.
She's written for a July 4th celebration featuring the Boston Pops Orchestra.
Today, we gather so our founders' words do not go diminished.
A tribute to Black athletes for Nike, an inauguration at Harvard, from which she's a recent graduate. A children's book, Change Sings, and a poetry collection will be released this year. And she has some high political aspirations of her own.
I saw in an interview where you said that you yourself wanted to be president at one point. You even pinpointed the year, I think, huh?
2036, because that will be the election year in which I'll be old enough to run, so.
You're getting close now at this point.
Getting close. I feel like I should just like tap Joe at the inauguration and be like, I'll be back, you know, let me know how this goes for when I come along. But honestly, it began, I remember being really young and as I am today, very passionate about social issues. And a teacher said to me, kind of maybe half jokingly, well, you should become president. And I was like, that is not a joke. Let's do it. So definitely doing it. Hashtag Commander in Chief.
For now, though, she's focused on her poetry.
Let each dawn find us courageous, brought closer, heeding the lights before the fight is over. When this ends, we'll smile sweetly, finally seeing, in testing times, we became the best of beings.
Look forward to hearing her poem on Wednesday.